out here speak basketball.
There it is.
It's the Confederacy of Dunks Basketball Podcast.
Raptors fans! Don't echo me.
Okay, we'll stop.
Listen.
I'll get annoyed so fast.
I'll punch you in the freaking heart.
I'm just jazzed, okay? It's season six, the premiere.
Woo! Yeah, this is our season opening podcast.
Yeah.
We will do one recording before the Raptors start, but the NBA season.
Night before, yeah.
The NBA season is going to start before we do the next pod. So welcome everyone back to season six of Confederacy of Dunks Basketball Podcast.
Episode 81.
Woo! We got a good show today.
Big news. We are now on Spotify, everybody.
Whoa.
Want to check us out.
Huge news.
On Spotify.
Go to iTunes, subscribe, all the things that all the other podcast people say.
Yeah. Stitcher.
It matters.
And now Spotify.
Yeah, man. You doing good, Matt?
I'm doing well, yeah. I was supposed to go to Vancouver, but the combinations that I was to stay in burnt down.
Ooh.
Yeah, so actually it's the guy who did the theme song for this podcast. His apartment building caught on fire. So, Adam, we're thinking of you.
Adam, we're thinking of you. It's pretty rough. Sorry
He's
to hear
okay,
that.
Though. He's okay.
Was
that a bit of a bummer for you?
No, don't. Just do a nice clean.
I rescheduled. I'm going in November.
I'll do a nice clean transition here, okay? First time on the pod. He's an awesome guy. He's hilarious. I met him via basketball, but I know him via Facebook. Give it up for Josh Elijah.
Hey. I like that.
Yeah.
There it is.
This is him recording his own podcast, like super fast, you know?
Oh, this is definitely like a highlight reel of all my layups and everything I've ever done in basketball. By the way, that was some, we didn't get a chance to face off against each other in the 3-on-3 tournament, but I was looking over to your court and you had some moves. You had some moves, the DG special.
Yeah, I thought we had some moves, but we were too similarly sized and...
Yeah, well, you're all brothers. So.
We're all brothers. although I'll say this, we had a pretty good game against the champs and... a player from the champs is on the pod, returning guest. He's a fan fave. Give it up at home for AC Risky, Adam Christie.
That's something you can move to.
Oh, yeah.
I won a basketball tournament.
Here's the best part about that.
Yeah.
Adam told me after that he watched some YouTube film about how to do a step back. And what was the other move?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Just a step back.
Well, he did it a lot, and it really worked.
Well,
so.
Here's the thing. I was playing, because I hadn't played basketball in a while, so a week before the tournament, I played a lot. I played, I think, 5 times in 10 days.
Woo.
And one of the times I went to this court where I didn't know anybody, Allison Hogg, maybe friend of the pod. Has Allison done the podcast?
She hasn't done the pod yet.
Well, she took me to a run, and I played, and this one guy came up to me after, and he was like, "Hey, man, you're pretty good, but your footwork's shit." I was like, "Pardon me, sir.
Excuse me, John Torrey."
And
that sounds like some Christy Pitts mentality.
Earnestly told me my footwork was really bad. Also, a lot of people took video footage of this 3-on-3 basketball thing, and as you said, we won.
Yeah,
and I felt pretty
easily.
Good. I felt pretty good about it, and then some people were like, "I got some video footage," and they sent it to me, and I felt so good on the court. But watching me play basketball on video, like seeing what I look like,
how
is
scared.
Like, it looked like a baby deer was born and then started dribbling. I'm all elbows out there.
You remind me of like watching you play, and don't take this in any wrong way, but you remind me of like a John Henson, like just sort of style of play.
That's a pretty good compliment.
Thank you. He plays in the NBA sometimes.
He does.
I'd say Dirk, but you know.
Thank you.
John Henson.
You're like, "Ooh, John Henson." My highlight was there was like a bump tournament after, and the last three was me, Alan Shane Lewis.
Oh, I saw that.
And my brother Thomas, and I got Thomas out, and Alan kind of like, chest bumped my ball and it rolled all the way across the gym and he won. And then everyone kind of like demanded we go again. And that's when my buzz kind of like crested, because as soon as I knew I had to battle Alan again, I was so tired. I could tell he wasn't. And I just knew it was going to go really bad. And he won. And I pretended like I didn't care. And I mostly didn't.
But he's then, not coming back on this podcast.
No, he's banned.
Okay.
No, because Barry came over and handed him like a huge wad of cash.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit.
I was about to sign up for that. And then I saw his name and I'm like, this is a complete waste of time and money. So
yeah.
And you know what's funny is that Alan sat a lot. He sat for the majority of our championship
game. He rested for bump.
Good news. Wow, I wouldn't have thought that.
He left us out to dry in the championship game because he was resting to try to win $30 in bump.
When he did get the money, he immediately looked at me and said, I needed this. So I was like, honestly, so did I, but I didn't really realize the stakes.
Hey, you know what else is funny? Is that the 50-50 draw winner donated the money back to charity, but Alan's a rat bastard.
Yeah.
Wow. He was supposed to be here today, too.
Woo! Woo!
Ben! Ben from the show.
Okay, we got a lot of fun stuff to get to, but before we do... a favorite segment of mine. Matt, why don't you tell everyone something they don't know about Pop's Mensa Bansu.
Wow. Okay.
Mensa Bansu.
And if you know anything, cheers.
I know a couple things.
Okay, hit me up.
Okay, here's one. He's currently the GM of the Wizards G League affiliate, the Capital Go-Go's. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Okay, I didn't know a couple. I didn't know they were called the Capital Go-Go's.
Yeah.
That's great.
Capital Go-Go's.
Love that.
Did you know he ended his career on a 2-year doping ban?
No.
Okay.
From doping ban to GM is a nice one.
Yeah.
Take that, Elton Brand.
And so his full name is Nana Papa Yao Dween Mensa Bansu.
Knew that.
Do you know what it means?
Yep.
Okay. Adam?
It means... Symbiote.
I learned that at Venom.
Seeing Venom yesterday.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
His name actually means King Father Thursday Born Third Son Whale.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So. Wow. It's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Can you say that again, but slower?
King Father Thursday Born Third Son Whale.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Cheers. Huh. I mean, I didn't know any of that, so I'm pretty impressed. But
okay. It was hard, man. I dug. He's got like 12 pages on Google I had to go through.
Do you have any more? Is there any more?
That's it for Bansu.
Okay, well, why don't you give me that old-fashioned Raptors sting?
Paging Bobby Webster.
I disapprove of that new sting.
Knew you would.
Scotiabank Arena.
What? Listen.
Sounds like Fraser Young saying Scotiabank Arena.
Listen, Fraser, I'm...
Arena.
First of all, Fraser Young, I'm very sorry. Second of all, if you're listening to this podcast, let me know if you want me to fire Matt. Because paging... Was that paging Bobby Webster?
Yeah. Because we don't give him enough love on this. It's all about Masai. He's the GM, and I would like to page him.
Bobby Webster.
Okay, can we maybe change the voice so it's not David Cross from Alvin and the fucking Chipmunks? Shit, man.
Should we put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode to say, hit the go-ahead 30 button seven times to get to the podcast?
I think we should.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's start talking Raptors ball.
Sure.
So the last preseason game that happened was against Melbourne. You know, not too many takeaways because I think Miles, Fred, Kawhi, Lowry, and maybe even one other person rested. So it was kind of a weird game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've played Utah so far. We've played Melbourne. We've played
the Blazers.
The Blazers. Kawhi and Lowry have only really played a combined game. Because they played the first half, and it was heavy minutes, but they played the first half of both those games. So, Josh, maybe I'll start with you, just wide open. Any takeaways from what you've seen on the court? And if you haven't watched the games,
no,
that's fine.
I haven't sat there and watched the full thing, but like I've seen a lot of the highlights, and it does seem like the one concern is that whether or not Lowry and Kawhi were going to be able to work together as a unit,
but
especially with Lowry losing his best friend and that sort of thing. But Lowry understands it's like this is his job. He wants to show up and perform, and he wants to win. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants to do, and he's not letting that affect the chemistry between. It looks like they're working together well, like especially off the give and go and like the fast break and whatnot.
That give and go was nice. Right?
Yeah, it was very nice.
That's
very
what
nice.
Like I think like for me as a fan, I was looking for something like that or one of like the pick sixes.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
When I go to my first Raptors game and Kawhi steals the ball for like an and one or a dunk, I'm gonna lose my I'm gonna lose my mind.
No, it was. It seems like they're gonna be able to figure it out and have that sort of chemistry. But just from the last game, from what I saw, is that some of our players like Norman Powell, he has been working on his jumper. A lot of these guys have been working on this jumper. His jumper looks way nicer. He's releasing it higher up as opposed to starting it down low. He went off for like 7 for 10 and three for five from behind the arc, which
for
is,
sure.
And is like, great.
Obviously, you have to factor in, you know, like Australian competition.
Yeah.
But Norm was beasting.
Yeah.
Like
he's been looking good.
Yeah. And you know, I think there was a lot of like random kind of like backbenchers that ended up playing in that game.
Like Richardson and
Lorenzo. Yeah, exactly. Like but you know, he stood out, DeLon stood out, Serge looked pretty good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
JV had a little bit of a like a meh game, but again, like you know, you can't take too much stock into playing against Melbourne. But yeah, Adam, have you seen any highlights? Have you seen any games?
That end-to-end Jonas.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. That was amazing.
That's the best part of the whole damn preseason. Yeah. That was incredible.
That was great.
I leapt out of my seat. Yeah. I was so excited.
It was in slow motion, but it was great.
I thought everything has been fine. You know what? You know what is a troubling takeaway from this preseason?
Okay, no, give it to me. We need some anxiety. Yeah.
Man, I've been peacocking all around the block, being like, oh, we're the best perimeter defensive team in the league. Yeah. Guy like Gordon Hayward is going to be shut down by the Raptors.
Not a problem.
And then Joe Ingles rains fire on us. 5 3-pointers in 21 minutes.
Although,
destroyed us.
There's no Kawhi in the second half. So,
but Ingles played in the first half, right?
No, he played in the first half,
and
too.
And also, Danny Green played in the second half. Pascal played in the second half.
Yeah.
OG played in the second half.
Yeah, Utah. I've been too low on Utah in general, I feel.
Utah's amazing.
They look good. I mean, like, I was at the Utah game last year, and seeing Gobert in person was pretty nuts.
The Stifle Tower.
Oh, he's special, man. It's like, you know, you can't replace length. And when you have someone that long, that athletic, it just causes, like, a litany of problems.
Yeah. As long as he can stay healthy, they're going to probably do about the same this year. Fourth, fifth, maybe.
Also, a low-key excitement that I had in this offseason was losing DeMar DeRozan and losing his style of play, even though he distributes the ball so much better. I was kind of excited to get rid of that. And, you know, we're not going to see a lot of long twos. And then just watching Kawhi, you're like, it's basically about the same type.
Well, what's so funny about Kawhi is his offense lives basically in the same territory as DeRozan. He's just way more efficient.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it looks so much more boring.
Yeah, I know.
Much more efficient and boring.
Kawhi's the perfect player. I was talking with my brother Thomas earlier in the day, and we were just talking about how, you know, people always say he's the most complete player. And I would honestly say that I think LeBron and Durant are both more complete as players. But after that, I really do think it is Kawhi. Like, there isn't a flaw in his game.
No.
There isn't one.
No.
Best two-way, obviously. Like, there's... And we have him. We have him now.
It's bonkers to see Kawhi. Like, a big takeaway for me, like, even watching that Melbourne game, you know, he came out during the second half, was there, high-fiving everyone, yelling stuff. And we'll get to more of the Kawhi stuff in a bit, but...
The one thing I do really like, though, is now, like, similar styles between DeMar and Kawhi, but DeMar was just way more emotional, and he let the emotions get the best of him sometimes late in games. And I don't think Kawhi is that kind of player. I think he's going to be able to hold together a little bit better than DeMar has, because DeMar would lose his shit at the end of some games, and then we would end up losing it. So,
well, yeah, I feel like DeMar would get, you know, every once in a while he'd get paralyzed by decision making.
Yeah.
He's not like an emotional, like screaming and you know, causing like texts and that sort of thing. You know, he did do that in the Cleveland series. But Kawhi is one of those guys that he seems like you can't rattle. Mm-hmm. And DeMar, you could rattle.
Yeah.
There was ways to stop him, I think.
Yeah. He's been rattled the last 3 years in the playoffs against LeBron. He's gotten under his skin, and he's underperformed against LeBron. And now we don't have that. Now we have someone.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's so exciting.
How about this takeaway? And, you know, I was hearing this a little bit on the Raptors Republic podcast, and where else? I was hearing it maybe somewhere else as well, but I think this is not a real storyline, but it's something that's kind of fascinating to me. So with Dwayne Casey, you know, one of the main critiques that I would definitely agree with is that he didn't have enough of enough variety of plays. Mm-hmm. So apparently he had 110 plays, and Nurse has brought the team down to 10 plays. So that's kind of opposite of what fans want and expect. Huh. But I think some context is there. And I'm a big D'Antoni trust the players decision making type coach. Like, I like that. So, yeah, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like it's is that a storyline or is that like a non thing? Because, you know, it's a new team, so he'll grow. Adam, we'll start with you.
Every play should be new. We got to be keeping these teams on their toes. Yeah.
So you're Brad Stevens guy.
I want 100 new plays every game.
You're a micromanaged Brad Stevens boy?
Does Brad Stevens have a lot of plays? I don't really know anything about basketball plays.
Brad Stevens and Snyder, more than any coach in the league, basically, if there's two or three plays that go by, Pop is also very much like this, but if there's two or three plays that go by that they don't like, they'll just call a timeout. Hmm. Whereas D'Antoni is more like instill attitude.
Let the players find their rhythm.
And exactly, yeah.
Let them get back.
Well, which is why, you know, you have those teams. Same with Steve Kerr. So that's why you have those offenses are very free-flowing, and they get a lot of easy buckets as opposed to, like, these program buckets, which is great for out of timeout. It's bad for flow game.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's a takeaway then from the Utah game. Well, like, Nurse, going into the second half, just let Utah run up the score, and where it's just like, I was waiting for him to call a timeout, but he's just pulling a Casey, where it's just like, hey, call the timeout, man.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I think this year for Nurse is going to be interesting. Like, we're going to see a lot of learning. What a situation this guy's been put in, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was some panel that did, like, an average kind of, like, 2K ranking of depth. And the Raptors have the most talented roster in the NBA.
Yeah.
Mind you, that's obviously very contextual because, you know, starters play more minutes, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But our baseline is not as low. Or sorry, we have the highest baseline in the NBA. So it's a pretty fortunate situation for Nurse. And even though he's a new coach, I expect quite a bit.
Yeah. And I'm not worried about Nurse at all. I think he's been with the team for 5 years. He's been a head coach. I read somewhere that he was a head coach of a college team when he was 23. So he's been around the block. Jeez. And, you know, he worked with Dwayne Casey.
For sure.
He's right there standing next to him. I think he, know how to
do. Wasn't he responsible for the offense that we had
for
last
sure.
year?
Yeah. And the offense held what, up.
Didn't
the
they butt heads?
Oh, they butt heads for sure, yeah.
Nick Nurse.
But yeah, his offense held up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I actually think one of their biggest points of contention was JV. So that's
are we gonna start seeing some more minutes from JV now?
I think so. And I think, like, I don't know, like, so he played 22 minutes last year. He had his best season. And the most he's ever played is 27, 28 minutes. I think based on his size, he can't really play more than 30 minutes.
No.
But I think his role, like specifically on offense, can be more varied, like more handoffs, more passing. I feel like a big improvement with JV last year was that he did a lot more. Hello. He did a lot more face up basketball, and that just allows him to see what's going on more and be kind of more observant. But a big takeaway for me, and I mentioned this, I think, two pods ago, but I love seeing Siakam run the break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's racking up assists.
Yeah.
He, sometimes his dribbles look clumsy, but he doesn't get the ball stolen from him. And he can find those guys on the wing.
Yeah.
Like him hitting Danny Green in the wing is nice.
That's great. Dude. And he's popping the threes in the corner a little bit more now, from what we've seen in the preseason.
Totally. And I like it.
If he can start hitting those, man, that just adds so much more, spreads out the floor so much more. It's crazy.
Do you think Siakam's going to play the five a lot this season?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be solid four.
I don't know if he has the strength and the rim protection.
They'll throw Monroe at the five more than anything else.
I don't want that.
I
don't want Monroe to
I'm kind of hoping Monroe doesn't really play. Like, yeah. I want him to be an insurance guy.
Why not?
Well, I feel like Monroe is the 12th man. And one of my biggest criticisms of Casey, and I'm actually like a Casey fan, but one of my biggest criticisms of Casey is that I think he got way too obsessed with the bench mob. The bench mob is not how you win, like, the NBA championship.
Yeah.
You have the best lineup on the court at all times.
Yeah.
And you basically, like, you know, you got to be confident in your bench. You got to have depth, all that sort of thing. But when you get so reliant on these hockey shift style things,
yeah.
that just doesn't translate in the playoffs when you have a guy like John Wall was injured last year and he still played 40 minutes
yeah.
and he was still the best player in that Washington Raptors series.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have enough help, but
in the playoffs, you want at least four players playing 36 minutes.
Exactly. Like yeah. I think the idea is that you want to have an equation in the playoffs that can't be beat.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole thing, you yeah. know?
That was part of the problem with Van Vliet going down the playoffs last year is that just,
totally.
just threw everything off and you had
for
to
sure.
give it over to DeLon Wright and he didn't quite handle the floor the way Van Vliet would. And that's the problem.
That's a great point. And Van Vliet's going to be a fun watch this year too, because I think what happened last year is he became our third most important player.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's nominated for sixth man and there was a DeLon Van Vliet debate for a while, but I think he kind of won that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he finished the year shooting 4-15 from three.
Yeah.
And on like three attempts a game. Like that's pretty marksman level elite 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
Which is just absolutely necessary in the NBA. He might still be our third best player or our third most important player this year. Because it's kind of like him, Ibaka. You know, I don't really think Danny Green, you know, JV is a candidate for that as well. But Van Vliet's going to be playing a lot of minutes. And I think he... his cool head is important, but like that kind of goes into the reliance on the bench last year. Mm-hmm. Like if you're 10th man, even though I'm saying he was our third most important player,
yeah.
But if you're, you know, a guy that's so far down on your depth chart becomes that important in the playoffs, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Now moving forward with the Raptors, once Lowry ends up leaving, handing off the reins to either Van Vliet or DeLon Wright, who are you going to pick?
That's a good question too. And like, I think in a future pod, I'm going to do like a contract watch for this season and we'll go over DeLon and, mm-hmm. and Kawhi and Danny Green. And is there any other free agents on the team? Or I don't think so. I think those are the three.
I think so.
But
what's JV?
Oh, obviously Greg Monroe.
Yeah.
JV has, I think JV's three more years.
Yeah.
Three more years or two more years. But yeah, that's fascinating to me. Like what we do with DeLon. And his role is going to be really important.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, let's move on to Kawhi,
please.
We gotta talk. We're going to be talking Kawhi all season.
I'm a fun guy.
You are a fun guy, and I've
oh god.
I mean, I'll say this every time you play that, Matt. I love that laugh, and I feel like it's so genuine. Guy.
And I'm a fun guy.
The fun guy to me is more like a yikes scenario
yeah.
because you don't say you're a fun guy in a monotone voice.
Yeah, a fun guy doesn't say I'm a fun guy.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
just get that you're a fun
That's
guy.
A fun guy is not screaming I'm a fun guy.
No. I'm really cool. I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. Like if I tell every single
Please
person.
Please tell me I'm cool.
If I tell every single person I meet that I'm honest, they're going to be like, this guy's a liar. Hey, I'm Freddie. I'm super honest. How you doing? You know what I mean? They're going to be
honest
like,
Honest
oh.
Freddie. That's what we call him.
That would actually be a cool name for
Honest
me.
Freddie?
Yeah.
Honest Freddie.
We had Honest Eds.
You honest Freds.
I mean? I'll take over that mantle. But no, but okay. So I want to get the conversation I want to start right now, because
yes.
I think it's kind of important, is Kawhi MVP. So...
Has for the first time, the conversation I want to start, and I think this is important. This is the first time I think in the past 2 weeks that it hasn't been about the Supreme Court, but instead been about Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors.
What you mean with me?
Oh, just in any situation.
Oh yeah, totally.
That might be the biggest softball. This is the conversation I want to start.
I know. People are like, oh yeah, you do. You want to talk about it? I'm like, yeah, Kawhi MVP. But yeah. So. Last I saw, he was, I think it was the seventh highest probability for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And
seventh highest. So, seven, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a weird way to say that. But, like, but there's six players that are more likely via Vegas odds.
Who are these players?
To win an MVP. Yeah. Well, okay. So that's perfect. I want to go over that because I think something that is interesting with Kawhi is how much or how little he's going to come out of his shell. So just seeing him high five guys on the bench, you have Danny Green saying that it feels like home for him. So
I don't know what he's ever seen him.
I know. And the most vocal. I don't know what Danny Green's angle is, but I feel like in 3 years he's going to retire and immediately become Kawhi's agent.
It's also very weird to hear this from Danny Green.
And he keeps saying it. It's like no one's exactly prompting him for this.
Oh, he's the spokesman for Kawhi right now, basically.
He really is. Yeah. He really is. And I think like he seemed a bit pissed about it during, you know, the opening press conference, but I think maybe someone got in his ear and they're like, dude, you could be this guy's agent and it could be pretty good for you.
I might be a little miffed if I'm Kawhi though. Imagine if me and Freddie go to a team and I'm a star and you're kind of like in the twilight of your career.
He's John Henson and you're...
And I can't say...
Manu, okay? I'm Manu Ginobili. I was gonna say
the player that reminded, like, your style of play from watching you reminded me of Trevor Ariza a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking Trevor Ariza.
I always thought I was like an Andre Kirilenko because I for me the baseline is
I'd take Andre. AK-47.
For me the baseline is the guy can't shoot. Because that's me. I feel like I'm like I got it all, but I really can't shoot.
I saw you hit some.
I got it all. I do. Okay, listen.
I got it all, Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, Trevor Ariza does have it all.
Yeah. That's Lonzo though. You might be Lonzo.
Yeah, I can't dribble that well.
Okay,
if I'm being real.
So you don't have it all.
No.
What I'm saying is, so Kawhi Leonard can't come out and say, "I love Toronto. I feel like I'm at home." He can't say, and he also can't say, "I hate it here." Mm-hmm. He can't be like, "Well, I hope we do well. I hope I can give the Toronto something because I'm leaving next year."
Yeah.
He can't say any of this.
He can't even be like, "It's been."
No, he can't say that.
No way.
So it's kind of weird for Danny Green to be like, "Hey, Toronto sports fans, this guy that you really hope loves it here, loves it here." I'd be a little bit like, "Yo, man, shut up. What are you doing?"
But what if Kawhi wants this? And what if next time Danny Green speaks, like just to confuse everyone, he starts talking about Herbie Kuhn. You know what I mean? What if he's just like, "I got some opinions on Herbie Kuhn," and they're like, "Oh, okay. Danny Green's really covering a lot of bases here." Or he's just like, "I don't fuck with Matt Devlin." Like stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think we could be in for an interesting year because Miles and Danny Green clearly love talking to the press.
Also Pascal.
Pascal, yeah,
Pascal's
for sure.
Very good with the press.
But let's get back into the Kawhi MVP stuff. So if you just give me a sec here, I'm going to go through my MVP logic and then you guys can just, you know, poke holes in it.
Hold on. First, can we guess who are the six before?
Sure.
Do you know them?
I do know them.
Let's
go one for one.
Okay.
Adam, who's more likely to win an MVP than Kawhi per Vegas?
LeBron James.
Correct. Josh?
I would say, do I say the same thing or a different?
You say a new guy.
Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
Giannis.
Anthony Davis.
Kevin Durant.
Kyrie Irving.
Oh!
Josh?
What are we at?
We're at four.
We're at four here?
Oh, I know. We're going to need an answer, Josh.
Yeah. Let's go with Joel Embiid.
James Harden, Freddie.
Correct.
One more.
Josh, you got this?
Steph Curry.
Yep. Okay. So, and some models actually have Westbrook as well. But so here's my logic. NBA MVP is all about narrative, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe these are just like the dismissals are not fair. So please jump on me after I make the list if you're like, dude, no. But Harden, voter fatigue. Curry and Durant, shared success. Anthony Davis, his team's not going to be ranked high enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks, his team's not going to be ranked high enough.
Well,
I know that's the one where I'm like, they could be third.
They could be, and you know what, Anthony Davis, his team could actually do really well now that Boogie's out of the equation. You saw how well they did in the playoffs last year without Boogie.
Yeah,
so
I mean, if the Pelicans finish third, he's got to be in the conversation.
I think so too, but
it all depends on where they finish.
I mean,
even fourth,
and they do in the playoffs.
I might be straight up wrong, but I think that New Orleans Pelicans this year are not a playoff team.
Oh,
here's why. Oh, most people can't name five players.
Of the Pelicans?
Most people can't name their starting lineup.
Oh.
And, like, you know, you got Mirotić, Randle, Davis.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday. And then you're getting into the Solomon Hills and Etuan Moores of the world. And they look good beating the crap out of the Blazers. But, I mean, in the West, you're talking like stacked teams. So, and then, but I do think that Davis and Giannis might have just like behemoth seasons. And then LeBron is a bit of a record dismissal because I think if he's not third or higher based on his own achievements, they like, you know what I'm saying? Like based on what LeBron's already done, I think people expect so much of him that if the Lakers are sixth in the West, he's not going to get a lot of NBA or MVP consideration. And then who have I forgotten here? No, I think I got him covered. Yeah.
You said Harden voter fatigue.
Yeah. And then, you know, because like, so here's my thing with Kawhi. So Raptors, if they finish first in the East regular season, AKA probably like, you know, the third or second best record in the NBA, I think Kawhi will be definitively better than Lowry. It's not going to be like a 1-1A. It's a 1-2 for sure, right?
Absolutely.
So anyways, that's my diatribe about Kawhi MVP. Am I being too unrealistic?
Kawhi will not get MVP unless the Raptors at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But no, it's going to be decided before the playoffs ever start.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's right. Okay.
But if there was a change, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd love if the MVP had the playoffs factored into it. I really do.
Could you say the same thing about Kyrie Irving, though, in your model, in your argument?
Well, I mean, I think Horford's a better player. So I think that...
Horford's a better player than Kyrie?
I do, yeah. Like, I would have, not by much, but I would put a Horford as, like, the 15th best player in the NBA and Kyrie as, like, 18th, 19th, especially when you consider the fact, like, health. Yeah. You can't play defense.
That's the only way I would put him under Horford is because of health.
Well, what about D? Kyrie, I mean, like, he was, like, for the first half of the year before he got injured, he was a part of a pretty damn good defense with Boston, but he also was their weak link. And what sucks about that is we never got to see how coaches would target that in the playoffs. And Rozier is just such a better defender than Kyrie. Mm-hmm. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, and he's so, you know, he's an amazing defender, Terry Rozier. So seeing him in the playoffs, you know, we got to see this insane Boston defense that I don't think we really saw in the regular season.
I think you're right, though. I think it's wide open. If Kawhi's going
to win... I do think Kyrie's better than Hayward, though. Sorry.
Yeah.
If Kawhi is going to win MVP in any season, I think this is for the reasons why you say if the Raptors are the number one team and Kawhi is, you know, pushing big stat lines and, you know, he's averaging 25 points a game and he's getting 6 or 7 rebounds or something, I think Kawhi could have a chance.
He's a good, right? pretty good bet
to put $100 right? on Kawhi Leonard.
That's where I'm coming
from. Pretty good.
And like to the Horford Kyrie
thing.
To
say that he's seventh in Vegas, that'd be a pretty good payout.
Although I think Harden...
It'd be a huge payout.
I think voter fatigue is... I don't know if I buy it.
It's not real, eh?
I don't know if I buy it.
No, I like it.
No, that's why I wanted you guys to smash this on me. Because if I'm not including Kyrie as well, you know, what if Boston wins 65 games? He's going to get some consideration.
Absolutely.
And I guess for me, I think that maybe I'm too wrapped up in, you know, when everyone was saying that Boston was an underdog. I was watching Horford just decimate every single team he played against.
Yeah.
Like, Horford dominated Embiid.
Yeah.
Dominated.
Yeah.
And, like, to the point where Embiid couldn't be on the floor. I think Horford's, like, the Draymond that, like, is quiet. You know what I mean? He just doesn't talk that much, but he's, like, he's that center power forward, switchy guy. I guess, you know what? Maybe I'm a bit too high on Horford because he is, like, a 9 points a game guy sometimes. So,
yeah.
But, I just see him as the quiet Draymond. I don't know if that...
Everyone forgets he's a repeat all-star over and over again.
Yeah, he just is an all-star every year.
It's a great pickup that Boston had.
Oh, huge pickup.
And remember people shit-talked Boston for signing him to that contract?
Yeah.
People were like, they're dumb. And
it was probably Washington fans who also wanted him.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you're John Wall and Otto Porter and you're Beal and you almost had Horford and he chose Boston over you and now you're like...
But now joke's Dwight? On everybody because you have Dwight.
You're stuck with Dwight. Isn't he injured?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Oh,
and we're gonna get to that.
All right.
But just last Raptors thing here. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you did anyone see the Josh Lewenberg picture?
Yes.
So the Pound the Rock, the Dwayne Casey Pound the Rock, was in a big wheelbarrow and it was cracked in half. They're bringing it out of the ACC.
Really?
Yeah. Pound the Rock era is over officially.
Oh, wow. But did you notice that it's on like a dolly and it blew out one of the tires? Did you notice that?
It's a heavy rock, man.
So it's like stuck.
Like when Casey ordered that rock, he was like, what's the hardness scale? I should know this.
I was just
looking up jewelry for my girl, fiance.
Is it Canadian Shield rock? What is it?
It's got to be some Manitoba.
It's got to be some Canadian Shield. I hope it is. They're the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, my God, right?
It better be.
No, for sure. It's like obsidian. It's like definitely volcano rock from a dangerous place in the world. Like, it's durable rock.
Oh, that's bad.
But
are you saying what gemstone should Nick Nurse bring in?
Like, I wasn't saying
like
that.
Like a quartz or a cat's eye?
I think he's more amethyst.
That's a softer rock, though.
What'd you say, Josh?
Amethyst.
Amethyst. You hear that, Caitlin, who doesn't listen to my podcast? Amethyst is
a
good
choice. Wow, your fiance doesn't listen to this podcast?
No, not at all.
Shit.
She's busy, okay?
She hasn't bought the ring, right?
I got the ring.
Oh, no, really?
It's amethyst, baby.
Oh, is it really amethyst?
Yeah, that was the whole thing I just
thought. Does she know that she, you have a ring?
Dude, she's wearing it, buddy. Oh, she said yes.
I saw the ring. I thought that she didn't listen to this podcast so much that you could talk about that you're... The ring that you're
Freddie Reeves is still pounding the rock right now. That's
honestly, we're still very connected. Although she doesn't listen to my podcast. Right. If you want to have a fist fight after the podcast, you know, okay.
All right, but to answer your question, Nick Nurse, new motto: rub the moonstone. Thank you.
I didn't realize how much of a joke question this was, and I'm loving it. I was thinking, like, is this era going to be defined for something? In my mind, it was going to be like, this is the mercenary era, where it's, you know, it's not about loving Toronto. It's about winning.
And then leaving.
Basically, like, well, I mean, I think Masai made a declaration, like a relevancy declaration, where he was kind of like, listen, this is all about winning, and I don't really care what the fans think about a player. Like, I'm just going to bring in the best possible players no matter what.
Great.
And
it seems like we're doing everything to keep Kawhi, make him happy. And if everything that we do doesn't make him happy, especially giving him that supermax at the end of the year, and he decides to still walk, fine. Fuck him. I don't want a player like that then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was less of a risk than a lot of people. Like, I guess the Boston medias of the world give the Raptors credit for, because sure, it's a big risk with bringing in a player that might leave. Although, why? I mean, I don't know. If you're trying to win a championship and you put yourself in a championship position, what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I feel.
Any player at any time might leave. Anthony Davis might leave next year.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
Look at Jimmy Butler. They were building this team forever. Now Jimmy Butler wants out, and you can't get anything.
A week before training camp.
Yeah.
He's like, how about this? I'm kiboshing the whole year
and then
for
you're
everybody.
Like, okay, I hope we can get Josh Richardson.
Yeah, I had Minnesota in the playoffs.
You know what's really...
And now I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
are we going to talk about, surrounding him, talk like about with the West at all?
We're actually going to get there. So let's just let's just finish this up. Josh, like, joke answers welcome for sure. I lost my train of thought. Is the new era going to be defined by anything, or we got to wait and see, or what are you thinking?
We're going to have to wait and see. There's really no telling. I mean, with Nick Nurse, who knows? Like, maybe the Raptors don't get more than 59 wins. Maybe they're a 50-win team this year.
Right.
There's really no telling. There's no telling whether or not Kawhi might even get traded at the deadline. So we don't know. It's just going to be, we'll have to wait and see.
It's going to be a fun kind of,
I'm so excited and so fucking nervous.
I'm actually pure excited, because I think I'm just so excited for the on-court product.
Yeah.
And the only thing that gives me any type of pause is the fact that it's like a new big player and a new coach.
Yeah.
And I felt like Masai was operating from a more desperate place than he had in the past. Although I still think he made, you know, a calculated risk that ultimately will be good. But there's more uncertainty.
Well, because he didn't have to. He didn't have to make these moves. He could have just see what happened this year with the squad that he has, with that coach, and the LeBron-less East. He could have just taken his chances, but he fully snapped. Got rid of the coach of the year and your franchise player. And it's I'm nervous for that, but I'm so excited.
And I think that's fair. Like, if you've been a Raptor fan for a long time, these last five seasons have been magical.
Yeah.
And it sucks to get punked in the playoffs, but I definitely remember a time when we were just, we had Colangelo and everything was knee jerk and everything was bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm always going to be scarred by that, you know? Mm-hmm. Until we become the Golden State Warriors and we can leave our wretched past in the past, it's going to be an existential threat.
Mm-hmm.
And on that foreboding note, Matt, why don't you tell everyone something they don't know about Jarrett Jack?
Jarrett Jack. Okay, so he signed an offer sheet with the Raptors, and the Pacers let him go. Did you know that when he came to the Raptors? He signed a 4-year offer sheet, I guess, with Colangelo, because it was like 2010.
Okay.
And then they traded him a year later, which is hilarious. But that's not what I'm trying to say here.
I need more than that, Matt.
Okay. Do you know that he is probably the most responsible for Kevin Durant being on the Warriors right now? He's the first person Durant called with about going to the Warriors.
Really?
Yeah.
He's one of those Jamal Crawford guys in the NBA where everyone seems to just love him.
Yeah. I think they grew up together, but also Jarrett was on the Warriors when they were just, you know, Steph and Clay were just starting to make that turn.
Right.
So he wanted to get that perspective from Jarrett at the time, and I think it was a huge reason he endorsed him to go there. So
wow. Yeah.
Also, any excuse to look into Jarrett Jack's eyes?
Ooh-wee.
Kindest, beautiful eyes that I've ever seen on the Raptors.
Josh, any opinions on Jarrett Jack's eyes?
Oh, they're great. I do. They are magical. You can't lose yourself in them.
Like two beautiful opals. We're talking gemstones tonight.
Get back to the rock.
Woo! Oh, man.
Opals.
I'm a sapphire guy. Apparently, cheers.
Apparently, he's very tight with 2 Chainz, too. He's always at his house.
Jarrett Jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
2 Chainz and Jarrett Jack.
All right, Matt. We got some NBA to talk about. So why don't you give me the NBA sting?
Thank you, James Naismith.
Do that nice quiz before we start the segment. Adam, do you know what NBA stands for?
National Basketball Association.
Adam knows, and I think he was very upset by the way you just looked.
Nobody has been able to say it quick, though, so maybe you don't. Maybe you think it's naturalized.
I didn't know what it stood for.
See?
Still don't.
So you learned something.
All right, Adam, we're going to start with you.
What?
Fuck off. Woo. Adam is doing chin-ups, so I hope you guys can hear him well.
I'm Googling more gems.
Okay, so there's a bunch of, you know, NBA news items, some big, some small, some matter to people, some don't. So I'll just give you a list of them, and you can take whatever you like.
I'll take the Phoenix Suns GM, please.
Okay, you already know the list.
Oh, yeah! McDonough.
Yo, so what's your take on that? Go.
Yo, man, what a disaster on both ends. You got an ownership that fires your GM a week before the season?
Woo!
What are you, nuts? And then on the other hand, yeah, that man was trash. He sucked. Marquise Chris? Alex Len? The other guy who was like Barney Annie? Who was that? Dragon Bender.
By the way, he's still like 20 years old.
You can't be like
Dragon Bender's like
Dragon Bender.
Every time you look into his age, you're like, huh? Yeah, like, I think they drafted him at 14.
Yeah, no, he was, wasn't he like a, at age 14?
No, I'm just kidding, but he's very, very young still.
Yeah, I mean, he got DeAndre Ayton, didn't he?
Yep, he looks good.
Looks good.
Yeah, okay,
Booker?
But the thing is that you've had 5 years to rebuild.
They also had 10.
And this is what we've got.
They had 10 point guards, and now I'm pretty sure I'm the point guard of the Phoenix Suns.
Honestly?
And
that's going to work.
They had Bledsoe. They had
Dragic.
They had Dragic, and they had Isaiah Thomas. They kept Bledsoe. the longest, which is insane.
Yeah.
And then he, the one that they kept was like, give me the, on Twitter was like, I want to go.
Oh, yeah. Then he was like, no,
I want to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was like, I'm at the barbershop. I'm just texting how I want to leave the barbershop.
That's one of the shittiest cover-ups.
Yeah.
Phoenix Suns, straight up disaster.
I mean, they have pieces that could be okay. Like, they have Bender. Or no. Can you imagine? I mean, they have Bender. They have
Marquise Bender. We got Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, it's just a very confusing franchise. And I kind of see where they were going in signing or getting Ariza and getting Ryan Anderson. Because if you have the first overall pick, you want to bring them into you kind of want to bring them into a culture that is trying a little bit and not a complete dumpster fire. So for Aiden, that might have been nice. But also when they made all those moves and suddenly decided that they were competing, you're like, no, you're not. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a team that's trying to compete too quick and being all in too quick.
Yeah.
A slow culture build's good, but yeah, if you try and accelerate that, all of a sudden you become Charlotte or Atlanta, and it's bad.
Who's their ownership? They're bad, right?
Robert Sarver.
Oh, yeah. Sarver? Yeah, he's real bad, right?
Yeah, he was one of, I think, like, it was highlighted in the bargaining agreement, he's one of the nuts. Yeah, he's one of the he's one of these wealthy owners where everyone's like, oh my goodness, this guy's wild. He's got a hoverboard and shit.
Are there any rules that the mascot can be the GM?
I don't think there's anything that says you can't, no.
If the Phoenix Suns gorilla was the GM, I'd be down for that.
The Phoenix Sun gorilla is great.
And he takes the mask off and it's Steve Nash.
Oh my God.
That would be cool.
Steve Nash, I would trust Steve Nash with my franchise.
But yeah. Does Steve Nash want anything to do with the Phoenix Suns?
Probably not. No. And he's pretty high up in Golden State.
He's happy with Golden State, as he should be.
Yeah, Josh, the other thing, other things I had is Dwayne Murray for the, Deontay Murray.
Dwayne Murray for the Spurs.
It's a basketball fan who I love. Deontay Murray, torn his ACL. Dwight Howard is going to miss part of the beginning of the season with an injured back. We already talked about Phoenix.
Oh no!
And there's more Jimmy rumors, including a botched trade. So, yeah. Josh, I know you were thinking about Jimmy. Is there anything new, or how you feeling about that?
Oh man, just keep him off the Raptors. I just don't want him to be on the Raptors whatsoever. I feel like we should just worry about Kawhi and worry about what we have and what we've built so far and don't let somebody like Jimmy Butler come and fuck that up for us.
I couldn't agree more in any capacity, but I am surprised that a lot of people do want Jimmy.
Yeah.
On the Raptors.
I don't like talking to those people.
Well, I think for a lot of people, the Raptors are already all in, which I disagree with, because I think we have so much young talent that we're not all in. I think we're going to be good for a very long time. Yeah. So I think Kawhi was a calculated risk, and Jimmy would be an uncalculated risk.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement there?
I agree.
Send him to Miami.
Send him to Miami.
And you know what's funny is that he doesn't want to play with some of these young kids like Karl Anthony Towns,
right?
and Andrew Wiggins. But you look at Karl Anthony Towns, he is just concerned about stuffing the stat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Miami, what do you think Hassan Whiteside is?
Totally.
He doesn't give a shit about winning. He just wants to stuff his sheets as well. So
yeah,
you have fun in Miami. I don't get why he would want to leave something good that he has with Minnesota.
It makes zero sense to me, especially when
you're
with
Thibodeau. You literally have all of Chicago. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe because they have too many old Chicago players on their team now, and he just doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
As soon as they signed Deng, he was like, Thibodeau's losing it. I'm out of here.
But isn't Thibodeau losing it? Isn't Thibodeau terrible?
Sure is losing
it. Yeah.
So maybe that's honestly what it is.
Also, Derrick Rose is taking 12 shots a game in the preseason.
Yeah. No, they're a disaster.
I wouldn't want to be on. I would be running away from that franchise. When they finally
get Noah back, they're getting a ring. and then Boozer will come back too.
Once Ben Simmons comes back or Ben Wallace comes back, fuck
Ben Wallace. Yeah.
No, Kirk Heinrich will be there for sure.
Goggles and all.
Okay, I got a little game for us. Mm. Fantasy season's coming up. Me and Matt are actually doing a fantasy draft after this podcast.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
And it's an auction. It's an auction draft with keepers. So this shit's serious. Oh, guys.
Should I bring my ping pong paddle?
Please.
Okay, yeah, I know where it is.
People are gonna hate us, and I love it. Me and Matt are a team, by the way.
Are you on the same team?
Yeah. We're on the same team.
Co-manager.
We're gonna be really annoying. Okay, so you know, if you don't have the answer, that's totally fine. But what I'm going to do is just to see if we can remember some of the category leaders of last year.
Okay.
Just to keep fantasy people fresh. This is very light. I'm looking at our Naismith league that we're in.
Yep.
Adam, we're in year 11, I believe, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Maybe Adam, I'll start with you. And Matt, you're in this too, so I'm going to ask you questions.
Oh, should I not be looking at these stats?
Don't you dare look at the stats.
I can't remember any of them anyways.
I actually told you to bring up the stats before the podcast, so I'm so sorry for being like a manipulative bully.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Wait, is that?
No, that was me.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that just echoed, and I thought it was the beginning.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was the start.
It sounded kind of cool.
It was cool. Yeah. Who was the scoring champion of last year? Who led the league in points?
James Harden.
Correct. And Anthony Davis was, James Harden was at 30.4. We got Anthony Davis at 28.1. And third was LeBron James at 27.5. Josh.
Yo.
Who led the league in three-pointers last year?
Percentage?
Makes.
Makes per game.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm just going to have to go with Steph Curry.
Correct.
Yeah.
Steph Curry hit 4.2 threes a game. And then you got Harden at 3.7. And Gordon at 3.2. And since we're a Raptors podcast, Lowry was 4 at 3.1. All right, Matt. Who led the league in rebounds last year?
Rebounds. Okay.
Did I stutter? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's funny because I do stutter.
Oh, dear. What's sticking in my mind right now is how many Westbrook stole from his teammates. So I'm going to say Westbrook.
Incorrect.
Oh. Are we allowed to steal? Because I'm pretty sure I know it.
All right.
Hit me up.
I believe it was Andre Drummond.
Correct.
Wow.
And a fun little stat that I heard while watching the Pistons preseason game, because I literally have no life. Andre Drummond had the highest rebound total since Dennis Rodman. 16 rebounds a game. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
DeAndre Jordan, 15.2. And wow. DeMarcus Cousins.
That would be my second guess, yeah.
With DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah.
They both had ridiculous rebounding seasons. And then, you got Cousins at 12.9. Okay, you got to turn that off right now. Every time I mention DeMarcus Cousins, friggin' Matt plays DeMarcus Cousins being recorded in a hallway, and it's so confusing.
Closing the deal to go to the Warriors.
It just sounds so confusing. No, you got to stop that.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, nobody knows what it is. All right, Adam. Who led the league in assists?
I'm going to steal Matt Duncan's last answer and say Russell Westbrook.
Correct.
Damn it.
Russell Westbrook, 10.3. Then we got John Wall, 9.6. And LeBron, 9.1.
LeBron.
That's right.
Woo.
Okay, it's going to get a little bit more obscure from here on out. Mm-hmm. But Josh, who led the league in steals?
It can't be Russell Westbrook again, can it?
It's not.
Okay.
Anyone else wants to jump in there?
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, no.
Is it Jimmy Butler?
Nope. He's close, though. Okay. We got Victor Oladipo.
Oh, I wanted to try.
I wasn't gonna.
You whiny baby. 2.4 steals for Victor. We got Paul George with 2. Oh, we got a bunch of people with 2, actually. So I'll just name them. Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, who played 9 games. Chris Dunn and Eric Bledsoe.
Dunn all the way up there, too.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
Dunny boy.
He's supposed to be a fantasy darling this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Take note.
Take note. Okay, Matt, I think it's coming your way. Who led the league in blocks?
In blocks? Oh, I want to say Biombo, but it's not. I know. in blocks. Boy, I'm going to say James Harden.
James Harden in blocks? You're banned from our podcast. Shame on you. Although I'm happy he hit the buzzer. He's the one hitting the buzzer, so he hit it on himself, which is nice. Anyone want to just take a stab at blocks?
I know it.
Hit me up.
Because I have him. He's my keeper.
Who is he?
AD, baby.
It is AD.
Wow, this 2. guy. 6.
don't know much about him, but I like him.
Then we got Kristaps Porzingis coming in at 2.4.
Who's and three?
Rudy Gobert, 2.3.
Yeah, I was going to say Rudy.
he had some pretty nasty blocks on Jonas, didn't he?
Didn't, he did.
Yeah, didn't he?
Oh, he had some disgusting blocks.
Two in one play? That was, ooh.
You know, I'll just round out the nine cats here.
Yeah.
So, who had the most turnovers? Who am I at?
It's me.
It's
Josh.
Josh?
That would be me. Most turnovers. Are we looking?
It's per game.
Oof. I feel like it's a Laker or something.
I want to say... it's got to be someone on like... maybe Kemba Walker?
Kemba Walker? No. Anyone want to take a stab?
Is it Dirk?
No.
I'm going to guess because he averaged the most assists, Russell Westbrook.
That's a pretty decent guess. He's number two. DeMarcus Cousins.
Really?
Five a game.
Whoa.
What? Yeah. Don't give that guy the ball, is what that says.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook, 4.8.
Wow.
And then you got James Harden, 4.4.
4.8 is so many turnovers.
Yeah, but for a point guard. But for if you're a center and you average five turnovers a game,
that's
someone's paying you to do that. That's a nightmare. And then, minutes, we got James, Antetokounmpo, and Butler. Okay, that rounds out the quiz portion of this pod. Matt, why don't you tell everyone something they don't know about Gennaro Pargo?
Okay, so I've got a little bit of dirt, like the Benicio del Toro.
Ooh,
dirt?
I accidentally saved the best for
this
last.
This one's dirt. This one is dirt.
Good. Really good.
I had a chuckle when I read it just because I was shocked. But okay, so for those who don't remember, that's okay. He only played five games for the Raptors in the 2003-04 season. I think he played on three teams that year. Didn't have a very good career. Anyway, his now ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
Had an affair.
Go on. John Torrey.
The rapper turned pastor.
Malice.
Mace.
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 Wow.
Yeah. And ended up starring.
Well, Mace is back, okay?
Well, he was battling
Cameron. Carry on.
It was in 2014, and she starred in his music video, too. So did you also know that he had a comeback? I didn't know Mace had a comeback.
Oh, I knew Mace had a comeback. I've been following him for years.
Back.
I'm just kidding. God. I forgot about Mace like everybody else.
Yeah, so like if anybody hates Mace out there, it's Gennaro Pargo.
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
Not bad, eh?
Matt, that's pretty good.
Is this after Mace became a pastor?
Yeah.
Or is this
when? No. It's when he was a pastor.
Oh, nice. It's a pastor affair.
Yeah, pastor affair.
Josh, I'm glad you asked that.
Cheated on him with a man of God.
With a man of God.
A man of God.
All right.
That man shall repent.
Let's move on to our last goddamn segment of this pod. Matt, would you give me whatever sting you got left?
Quickish questions.
We're all kind of dancing around going through a jungle gym.
Thank you, James Naismith.
Did you say James Naismith?
James Naismith.
I did look up how to say his name because I'm like, is it Naismith or is it Naismith?
No, it's James.
It sounds like you struggle with the word.
Oh, name James.
I can't say James right.
You nailed Naismith.
Is it James?
You messed up
on
James.
It's Naismith. It's not Naismith.
Is it Naismith?
It's Naismith.
Well, I'm going to say Naismith. I'll say Naismith until you can say the word James.
Yeah, you rat bastard.
James. It's my middle name. That's horrible.
Okay.
My dad's middle name, too.
Is it?
Shit.
Matt?
Matt James.
Oh, my God. Matt is Adam's dad.
What?
Whoa. Take it away, Matty D. All right. Here we go.
Quickish.
Quickish questions. Here's what's up. Answer as quick as you goddamn can, even if my question's meandering and confusing.
If you meander too much, what happens, Freddy? You get hit with a
quickish question
reminder.
It sucks. Okay, Adam.
Yeah.
This is coming from Paul. How do Raptors fans react when Nurse decides to return to the goatee?
Oh.
Is it like an Eric Belfour goatee?
Yeah, what kind of goatee are we talking about?
we're talking about a pronounced, unshaped goatee.
Whoa, like the devil is our coach.
That's right.
Whoa. I think Raptors fans don't really notice, don't really care. Next question. Thank
Fair
you.
Fair enough. okay, Josh, come from Yao. be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Should we not get Jimmy Butler?
No, we should not. Next question.
Okay, next question, Matt. It's coming from Matt. Mange Batir and Garth Garbo Hosef? What the hell? Versus 15 current Raptors players. Who wins? So basically, two players you don't know.
Yeah.
Versus the Raptors squad now. Who wins?
Who wins?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to have any luck beating this Raptors squad. I don't care who you are.
I love it. Okay. Oh, and he restarted it. He must have it on loop now because I didn't see his hands move. And just for the folks at home, if that question was confusing, other people were also confused because immediately under the question, Jonathan Yam said, "How is this even a question?
Who was the first person?"
Matt McCready.
No. But in the question, Garbajosa was one, and who was the other?
It was Mange Batir.
I don't know.
He was a Raptor who.
Those are two players that you're gonna find weird facts about for the next episode.
Yes.
Have to.
Oh yes, Josh. Yeah. Of course.
Jorge Garbajosa was my landlord.
Cheers.
I have the question.
Okay, Adam.
Or just a man who looked like Jorge Garbajosa.
Quickest question.
Oh, you okay. Said the quickest question stick. All right, Adam. This one's coming from Jonathan Yam.
Uh-huh.
Oh man. Oh, we already covered this a bit. Sorry, Jonathan. But
skip it.
Well, no, I'll say it again. Thoughts on the Suns firing their GM a week before the season starts after having just signed Devin Booker to a long-term deal and having the number one pick in the last draft?
Yo, Jonathan, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go back and just listen to my tirade that I did earlier. Next question.
Okay, but no, I got to follow up on this. Actually, no, I'll keep going. This is also from Jonathan. Follow-up question. Is there a worse NBA owner than Robert Sarver?
Colangelo. I would say.
Well, he was just a GM.
Yeah, just a GM.
Oh, right. Okay, we're talking owners. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
The Knicks.
But you know what?
I'm not. Dolan. James Dolan.
Okay, Dolan, yeah.
Mr. Kazoo.
Sarver's not playing bass for the Monkees or something. Yeah.
But I'm not bass that. I actually don't mind them getting rid of him because I was following up with some stuff. It's like, when else are they supposed to get rid of their GM?
If you're a franchise that's going to be bad for a bit,
or the owner,
to clean house. Okay. Matt. This is Peter, who's the GM of the draft we're going to.
Oh, okay.
He says, who Freddie and Matt plan to target in their fantasy keeper league?
Interesting. We haven't talked anything about this, but it will air after we draft. So
right.
I'm thinking of the big five that are out there.
Go on.
I'm thinking like you can't go wrong with the Russ, but let's not go too crazy with the auction.
You can go wrong with the Russ.
Yeah.
Matt, we're going to talk on the ride over.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, Adam, this comes from Tom.
You should get a lot of blocks, so James Harden is a...
Yeah, we'll rack up the blocks, Matt.
That gets your blocks going
to be very helpful in this draft.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's coming from Tom Mosher.
Yeah.
This is a great one. Adam, which Raptors highlights do you look forward to the most?
Like in general?
That's right.
Oh, my God. Game 7 buzzer-beating Jonas Valanciunas three-pointer?
Okay, if that's a very specific... You got a buzzer-beating dunk. What can he hit a three is what you're saying.
Expand his range.
Okay. Josh, the last question's from Lane Haley or Holly. Hallie? Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I didn't know that this was a thing, but apparently it is. Thoughts on Bebe's white beard?
Oh yeah!
I didn't know we had a white beard.
Pull us up on Instagram. Yes. I love it. The man's fully lost his mind. He's no longer a Raptor, and I wish the best of luck to him. But
is Sons of Anarchy
your
still going?
Cisco facial hair. This is
Did he die?
To you. More face tattoos and more white beard hair.
Did he dye it?
Did he dye it? I'm looking it up right now.
I think he's got premature facial hair. I can relate.
Oh my God.
Let's
pull
amazing.
Him up on Instagram here.
It does look insane.
He's fully lost his mind.
Because he has no gray hair in his actual hair. It's just this weird.
Well, in classic
patchy,
Bay fashion.
White beard.
You know, he's not really getting a lot of Google love. the third hit is, oh my goodness, it is him. And it 100% looks like Charles Oakley. Because he's got that white. You know what I mean? But then when you look close, because he's got sunglasses. Wow, it's a lot going on there, baby.
He's no longer in the NBA. He's not with the Raptors. I don't think he's on any team anymore.
No, he's playing for Spain or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss him. I miss him real
you
bad.
Miss Bebe.
Yeah, and who's that, who's our new player who has hair kind of like Bebe? He was like that in the trade last year.
We got Malachi Richardson?
Yeah, Malachi Richardson. Yeah, yeah. I kind of, from afar, he has kind of spiky hair, and it made me miss Bebe.
Fair enough.
God.
I don't know how much you're going to miss Bebe. I don't know how much Google cares about Bebe, because the fourth hit when you search Bebe is Damari Carroll.
Really?
Yeah, and the fifth hits Vince Carter.
Wow, he hasn't played for the Raptors in a little bit.
Honestly, baby, the first five Freddie Rivas hits are Freddie Rivas, so you got to step it up, dude.
Wow.
And maybe I'm poor.
Maybe you should talk basketball and not play it.
Woo! Ooh. Okay, that's the pod, guys. Thanks for doing it.
No, let's talk for another hour.
Yeah, Adam, people want that.
People love three-hour B-ball pods.
Come back.
Adam, what the hell's going on in your life? This podcast is coming out, what day is it? It's the 10th, it's coming out on the 11th.
Give us the personal
What's
stuff.
Up?
Oh, God, well, if you work, I have nothing. I don't have anything.
Really?
Pass.
Okay.
No, I'm at a corporate tour that you can't see unless you...
I saw pictures of
you. Yeah, you can't see it unless you work for the company.
I would love to go see that. Well, can we get tickets?
Are they hiring?
Or do we have to, like, get a job? You have to get a corporation.
In order to see me, go to business school for about 8 years and then you can come out.
You want
to
see Adam? You become a corporate chill and you go laugh for a bit.
Hey, these people aren't chills. They're very good people.
Cheers.
So if sorry. If you need to invest, go to, I'm not going to say who I'm on tour with, but nice. Just live your life.
Okay.
Yeah. Try a bit harder, then you can see me do comedy.
Wow. Pull up your bootstraps. You want to get a laugh from Adam Christie.
Unless you have $250,000 worth of investable income, you're not going to see me do stand up enough.
Wow.
In a great while.
Wow. Josh.
Yeah.
You got a B-ball pod?
I do.
You do tons of comedy. What's up? What's going on?
Well, it's we've kind of shifted focuses on what we're covering when it comes to the scrimmage. It's not only just Raptors basketball now, we're covering all sports.
Nice.
So, yeah, just within the last few playoff appearances by the Raptors, we kind of realized that we need to shift focuses and cover all sports. So,
You don't like doing a podcast when the Raptors get smoted?
No.
Oh, no. Interesting. Yeah,
I like to do it all year. Yeah. So we'll be covering everything coming, like especially getting a lot in the NFL stuff. So make sure you follow us.
Cool.
At the Scrimmage Live on Instagram and Facebook.
It's live.
Yeah,
it's live.
Sometimes when we feel like it, we've been doing like live. Alternative broadcast. So instead of listening to Matt Devlin and Leo Routens, you just listen to us get drunk and talk shit and call the game ourselves.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I'd love to have you boys on the show as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I'm a man, not a boy, but thank you.
Oh, wow. I am a boy and I'll come if you don't invite Matt.
Grown ass man on a corporate tour.
Just kidding.
Grown ass boy. Comedy wise, I guess I'll be at Halifax Yucks in November 22nd to 24th. So there's that.
Nice. Good club.
Good club. Great club.
Yeah. Woo!
All right. Pizza Corner. Here we go.
Giddy up.
Pizza Corner?
Yeah. It's a Halifax.
No. Oh, cheers.
Come on.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everyone. At Dunks Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Dunkspodcast.com.
I think we're Confederacy of Dunks on Instagram.
Honestly,
we keep saying Dunks Podcast,
so
but I think we're Confederacy of Dunks.
That's the name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Where are we? We're on Spotify now. So when you're listening to a 90s playlist, you can also listen to us. Isn't that fun?
It's awesome. Weird that you name the podcast after the producer. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
We didn't do that on purpose.
No, they did.
Okay? Well,
is it spelled
they really
like
gambled.
Dunk? Like your last name?
No, my name is not. No, it's not.
No. No.
And I'm not D-U-N-K. I-N. Okay?
Are you?
I'm not
D-U-N-K-I-N?
No.
Okay, Adam and Matt are literally spitting mad. That's it for the podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And we're back next Tuesday, right before the Raptors' first game.
Woo! Bye. Hear me out. We should do another hour. We didn't talk about the West.
One more hour.
Hello. Can anyone around here speak basketball?
It's the Confederacy of Dunks Basketball Podcast.